You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yes, it is.
And we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. 1 hour down, one more to go here on the program today. This hour we will preview Thursday night football tonight.
That's tonight, right?
Between the Colts and the Denver Horsemen. And we will also answer your telephone calls and tweets, 844-843-6879. We've got a lot of questions in regards to Kerwin Williams. I know we talked about before Scotty joined the show earlier. Now, Kerwin Williams, Corey, with...
Scotty joined the show and he was his typical, regular Seahawk homer self. Joe Flacco ranked ahead of Jared Goff. Crazy, but go ahead.
He believed... Before we talk to Scott, Kerwin Williams was a guy that over the last couple of weeks looked really good for Arizona, getting all the carries that Adrian Peterson was getting, was doing well with them, and AP looks like he may never play again for the Cardinals, certainly not this season with this neck injury, which we've seen as a bit of a trend here throughout the year. Now, with Kerwin Williams, would you go to him in your fantasy playoffs?
I mean, he's got 36 carries in the last 2 weeks. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That kind of volume is hard to ignore. So I think it's situations out there where you can go to Kerwin Williams. He's more than just a flyer. Kerwin Williams is a piece in this offense. We don't see Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I think you can go to him these last couple of weeks. He could be a player to help you win a championship.
For me, he's more of that like bottom three running back, maybe that 30 to 36 range, somewhere in there you want to throw him. Look, he's getting the carries. He's looked good. I'm not going to deny that. But for me, once again, it comes down to, is he going to get in the end zone? If he doesn't get in the end zone, he could have a good day, but it's probably 7-8 points.
You know, I get it. And Matt always has leaned away from guys that aren't strong pass-catching running backs. But I think that volume that Kerwin Williams is getting is worth plugging in here.
Would you start C.J. Anderson over Kerwin Williams?
I think that's a great question, and I don't think I would. I think I would go with Kerwin Williams over C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson is a very good matchup, but excellent Kerwin matchup. Williams has undeniable touches.
I think I'd go Anderson here. I'm not a C.J. Anderson guy at all, but I think on the short week with the matchup, I think this could be a C.J. Anderson night.
Oh, man. I've said it before, and I was wrong about it last week. I don't want to start any Broncos ever.
I'm with you. Look at Demaryius Thomas, what he did last week.
It was great. He's the one guy I'm cool with going with. I don't think I can make this. I don't want to start C.J. Anderson tonight. I know you're high on him. I know Frankie Stanfield is high on him.
Well, I mean, high on him is kind of like around 30 as well, you know, as far as running backs go.
Right.
I am not telling you to play him, but if you're in that situation, I would take him over and Williams.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back on the show, a couple of points I do want to get to. Remember, Tracy Henkin joins the program coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Talk some injuries with her. Roto Experts continues on right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts, here with you now. And a couple of notes for you. Joe Mixon remains in concussion protocol. We're going to talk about all these injuries with Tracy in a little bit. So I'm going to kind of pass over them now. We'll get back to do with them with Tracy coming up in about 10 minutes from now. I do want to go back to my cojones questions from yesterday, though, because I think they're worth having. We mentioned Corey with Scotty a little while ago, how high he has Jonathan Stewart. And it's very high. He believes this week that Jay Stu is a top 25 running back. He has him at number 21 overall. That is a rock-solid RB2. He has him locked and loaded into his lineup. Last week, 3 touchdowns. He's been very, very hot as of late for Carolina. Fantasy semifinals with week 15, are you putting Jonathan Stewart in the fantasy executive's lineup?
He has a very good matchup. It's tough for me to say that he's a top 24 running back as an RB2. I can see you playing him as a flex. I just would look how many rosters right now playing in week 15 have Jonathan Stewart on them.
So I think a lot of them could, because it weren't like you were relying on Jonathan Stewart to get there,
so
right?
Jonathan Stewart could be a bench player. Guy. Mm-hmm. If he's a bench player on your team, I can see him getting into a flex in a standard.
Okay, in a standard, not a PPR.
I would think you would have a better option.
I think what's tough about Stewart is Cam could get the touchdown. It could be a dump pass to CMC. It's just too many. Look, it worked out perfect last week. And it is a good matchup. I'm not denying that. But it has to fall right. If they're not within inside the 5, are you going to bank on him busting another big run for a touchdown? I mean, maybe that happens, but that's not something that I want to put my fantasy plus on the line for. But it all depends. What are your other options? I would, as you talked the last segment, I would start Stewart over CJ Anderson or Kerwin Williams.
All right, so there you go. That's with C.J. Anderson. I think it's a really good question. So you do have the cojones to start Jonathan Stewart here this week, depending on who else you have, basically, is where you're going with that. Okay, do you have the cojones to start Giovanni Bernard this week? If Joe Mixon is out once again, Gio faces the Minnesota Vikings. Now, he was everything we asked for from him last week. 60 yards on the ground, 60 yards through the air, a bunch of receptions. He was fantastic for you if you started him. This week against Minnesota, it is obviously a brutal matchup. Do you go back to the well? Do you have the cojones to start him again?
He'd be a high-end running back 3 for me this week.
Above or below Jonathan Stewart?
I think I have him above, but I don't think that they're that far apart, in my opinion. It's not a good matchup, but if the backfield is all his, I would go ahead with Gio over Stewart. Because everything has to go right for Stewart, in my opinion.
Repeat the options.
Do you have the cojones to bench Giovanni Bernard this week against Minnesota?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather start him? Would you rather bench him? What do you think of Gio?
What's Mixon's status in the concussion protocol?
He's in the concussion protocol. We'll hear more from Tracy coming up in a few moments. But assuming that Joe Mixon doesn't play, I want to know what you think of about Gio against Minnesota.
Gio against Minnesota is tough if Joe Mixon does not. That's a tough call. If Mixon is out in the PPR, I think you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah, in the PPR, I think you can do it.
Would you rather start him or Jonathan Stewart?
In the PPR, I'd rather start Gio.
Okay.
I do think they're close, though. I think they're more in that same. I think they're not. I don't think either one is a running back 2. I think they're 4 and the running back 3. And it all depends how you want to put that cluster. I think there's a nice little cluster there. But for me, like I said, he's startable in the fact that if the backfield is all his, he can catch a half a dozen passes. You know, hoping he gets, say, 50 yards on the ground, something like that. So if he can get, those double digits, that makes him startable.
Corey, you said a couple of moments ago that you never mentioned Golden Tate. He was locked and loaded into your lineup, correct?
Yeah.
What about for a guy like Marquise Goodwin?
I mean, I'm not just starting one wide receiver. I'm trying to get Marcus Goodwin in my lineup, and I'm not benching him.
I won't
bench Golden Tate for him.
No, Golden Tate for me.
You can't bench Golden Tate for Marquise Goodwin?
No.
Okay.
I'm with Corey. Marquise Goodwin, as great as everything is with him, look, it's this Jimmy G stuff. He is the number one receiver, but Golden Tate is a much better option.
Yeah, it's legacy.
All right, you. I know something that I know something that you have a question mark that you have here, Matt, is about Charles Clay. He might be your tight end. Him and Ricky Seals-Jones are the two guys you're considering in one of your leagues. Now, Charles Clay the reason we liked him was because he had the ability to be the number one option in this Bills offense. Now, Kelvin Benjamin might play this week when it's all said and done, which is kind of crazy. I thought he'd be out for a while. But Charles Clay, is he worth starting as a tight end one this week?
If it was the first 5 weeks of the season, I would say yeah. But yeah. We're no longer there. I don't know what the hell's going on with this Bills passing game.
Tyrod playing this week, right?
Tyrod's going to be playing, but you know I don't know if he's 100%. God forbid Tyrod goes down as Joe Webb. Is that what I have to rely on?
That's what
we're talking about. Benjamin might play. Zay Jones is now behind Deontay. I don't know what's going on here. It's kind of something I want to avoid. I have the option of the legend Ricky Seals-Jones. I'm going to go that route. I know Washington is bad against the tight end, so and Blaine Gabbert does like throwing the ball to him. I'm not confident with that start neither, but I'll take my chances there.
You feel the same way, Corey?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's due to Charles Clay. Now, we talked a lot about Robbie Anderson over the last couple of days, and yeah. I want to circle back to that with you. With Robbie Anderson and with Jermaine Kearse against New Orleans, but Bryce Petty is the quarterback. Do you have the cojones to start Jermaine Kearse and or Robbie Anderson in New Orleans with Bryce Petty as a starting quarterback?
I think Jermaine Kearse you have to bench. Robbie Anderson is a player that I think that you have to take a look at and see what you can do with Mr. Anderson, because I would like to go back and look at some of the game logs from last season with Petty and Mr. Anderson, and I think that you would see that Petty was targeting him a lot.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact, you know, he's the best pass catcher. Jets like more than likely playing from behind this week. Could be a lot of garbage time. Now, as the garbage time is against Marshawn Lattimore, that's going to make it a little bit tougher. But I think he's in that top 35 wide receiver range. I can play him. I'm not playing T.Y. Hilton over him, but, you know, it wouldn't have been too many other people.
I would play T.Y. Hilton over him.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd sweep that. I would go Hilton over Anderson. Look, I want to play Robbie Anderson, and it's not that I'm as concerned. I'm concerned about Lattimore.
Yeah.
And if they were playing somebody else, I think Petty will try and get him the ball. It's just the matchup isn't good. It's backup quarterback. Yeah, last year was great with you know what they did together, Petty and Anderson. That's fine. But now 2017, the Saints desperately need this game. This is, you know, the Saints need to win this one. So it's not an ideal situation. I can see you putting him in the flex, or if you had to squeeze him into your number three, you could do it. But I'm hoping I have better options.
I think it's very, very tough with Bryce Petty and against New Orleans. It's not a good combination.
I would start Marquise Goodwin over him.
I agree wholeheartedly. Too. If you check the link, Jake Seeley right now, in his wide receiver ranks, he believes that Robbie Anderson is the number 31 wide receiver. Consensus rankings at the moment has him as number 35. That's in the range with Jermaine Kearse. Oh, sorry. He has Jermaine Kearse as number 34, which is really interesting. He is very high on Jermaine Kearse.
Well, I mean, I'm drinking the Robbie Anderson Kool-Aid. Okay. From what I've been able to watch and the, you know, the plays, passes he's coming down with, he's emerged. He's a real thing, but, you know, not having McCown neither, that hurts. Like I said, I don't care what happened at the end of last season. It's a new year. We're towards the end of this season. And what he's got to go up against this week, this kid Lattimore is ranked, you know, his PFF grades and all this stuff. He's been one of the best cornerbacks this year.
Yep. So
it's going to be a tall task.
Are you starting Robbie Anderson or Mohamed Sanu?
I love Mohamed Sanu. I'm starting Mohamed Sanu. I'm starting Mo Sanu. It's a new day.
I think I take the shot on Anderson, and hopefully, like Corey said, the garbage time work. He gets it.
Are you starting Robbie Anderson or Robert Woods?
See, what scares me is the Chris Hogan factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we just saw on Monday night. He's coming back. I don't have a problem if you go Woods. I'll probably lean Anderson because Anderson's the healthy guy. I'm assuming the targets are going to come his way. So maybe a slight lean Anderson.
Corey?
Oh, man. I think I go. It's a tough one right here, too. I'm going to go Robbie.
You're going to go Robbie over Robert.
Yeah. I just don't like that initial coming back off the injury.
Yeah.
Especially being out that long.
Absolutely. And the type of injury against Seattle, completely get it. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tracy Hankin inside injuries. We're going to see what we can uncover with some of the major injuries this week, including Kyle Rudolph and Leonard Fournette. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Roto Experts continues alongside Corey Parson, Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. At this time, we want to welcome in our friend Tracy Hankin. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, how are you guys? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well. We're doing very, very well. She's on the camera.
Oh, okay.
Technically not on the TV's.
Hey,
next
Corey.
Hi.
I can see you.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Miss Tracy? How's everything? Tip of cap.
Yeah, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So, Tracy, I know some of the big news that we've kind of been circling around today has been some of these injuries, and we'll start off with the concussions, which are obviously very prevalent. Both Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon are in the concussion protocol. Where does that protocol stand for both of these guys?
Yeah, so Joe Mixon, you guys hit on it a little bit earlier. He has not cleared concussion protocol yet. He didn't practice yesterday. I mean, ideally, he'd have at least another week to try and recover. So he's definitely, at this point, since he hasn't cleared in the week, he's definitely a risky start for this weekend.
All right, there you go. Now, Matt, I know we've talked about tight ends a lot this week. But one name we haven't mentioned is Kyle Rudolph, and that's for a good reason. Kyle Rudolph left this game and was in a walking boot on Sunday. That boot remained in his on his foot yesterday at practice. He didn't practice. What is Kyle Rudolph's injury status, Tracy?
Kyle Rudolph, we believe it's a grade 2 ankle based on everything that we've seen reported so far. I mean, he actually, I think many of us saw him in a walking boot. He didn't practice yesterday. Ideally, if it's a grade 2, he really needs 3 weeks recovery time. So right now we've got him at a high injury risk if he were to try and play. So absolutely a risky start for the weekend. Ideally, you'd have another option that you could plug in for this week.
How you doing, Miss Tracy? How's everything?
Hey, Corey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was woke up this morning. It was snowing, but it was no snow in the forecast, so that sucked.
We had that happen here last week.
Yeah, it was not pretty. Leonard Fournette popped up on the injury report, not practicing this week. What do we think about Big Leonard? He going to be able to give it a crack on Sunday?
You know, as I know you know, because we've had this conversation earlier in this season, he's been kind of inconsistent with foot and ankle injuries. He now has an injury to his quad, and there's just not a lot of information right now about what's really going on with his quad injury. He did not practice yesterday, so I would say that it really depends on what we see with his practice today and tomorrow for us to be able to say for sure, you know, what kind of chance he has to play this weekend. But as of what we know at this moment, he's a extremely risky start.
That's very dangerous, Matt. Yep. Right, Leonard Fournette having a quad injury now, too, as Tracy mentioned, to go along with a foot and the ankle injuries, just another leg injury to Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, the Fournette injury this new one that popped up, that's concerning. It's a damn shame about Kyle Rudolph if he doesn't go.
Though. Absolutely.
Kyle Rudolph has been money these last few weeks. But Tracy,
it's everybody... It'd be a big boom to Stephon Diggs if Kyle Rudolph doesn't go.
I agree with that, absolutely. And Jerick McKinnon, too.
Yep.
I do really need a big Diggs week, so I'm hoping for that. Aaron Rodgers, everybody's starting him. You know, we've been holding on. We're very excited. But should we have any apprehension about playing Aaron Rodgers this weekend?
I mean, when you have two plates and 13 screws in your collarbone, yes, you should have apprehension. However, it is Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, as Dr. A, I know, would say if he were here this morning, that bone will heal fully. It just needs some time to heal fully. So the plates and the screws are going to help in the meantime. He has been medically cleared. So clearly they're seeing enough ball strength, arm strength, accuracy, and good velocity. So they're most likely, all signs are pointing to them saying, yes, give it a go. Now, if you had the luxury of having another superstar QB that you can plug in for him and give him one more week to really kind of get his game legs and game arm back out there, then you would do that. If you don't have that luxury, then I think you got to give it a go and just expect that he may not be the magical Aaron Rodgers that we've seen in the past quite yet. May need another week or two to get there.
And we're going to need Aaron Rodgers to be at his best in the fantasy playoffs. So
well, he better be.
It's a little dangerous. More dangerous, I think, some of us think, according to Tracy. Dr. Tracy Hankin, who works Dr. A, Inside Injuries. Check it out. Please download the app. You get all the up-to-date injury information. And I want to talk about two players in the same team, Tracy. Tyrod Taylor and Kelvin Benjamin. Taylor did not play this past weekend in the snow as he works his way back from a knee injury. Well, Kelvin Benjamin, well, he's battled knee injuries all year, and he left last week's game with a knee injury. What's the deal with Tyrod Taylor and Kelvin Benjamin?
Yeah, so with Tyrod Taylor, you know, as you said, he injured his knee on the first play in week 13 and then had to get carted off the field a little bit later in the game when he re-injured it. He didn't play last week, but he did return to practice yesterday, and he took first team reps. So we're feeling fairly confident that the team is going to give him a go. Ideally, though, I will say, you know, he would have just a little bit more time. He's on his optimal recovery time to come back this week. But with him, QB, knee, he tries to get mobile out there at times. Ideally, you'd give him just a little bit more time. But I would, if he's your best option, I'd give it a go. Kelvin Benjamin, a little bit of a different story here. So he's had knee injuries in the past. I don't know if you all remember, but tore his ACL on his left knee in 2015, and he was kind of on again, off again, 2016-17, which you probably do remember. He didn't play week 12 or 13. The MRI, the good news on the MRI was it did not show any structural damage, but it did show a meniscus tear. Now, with a torn meniscus, ideally you would stay out and you'd let that heal and come back from that with an optimal recovery time of about 10 weeks for most people. In this case, it looks like, given that he did actually practice in a limited fashion yesterday, that they may try and let him give it a go this weekend. Very, very risky, though, in our opinion, in terms of playing him.
Hey, Ms. Tracy, one of the most disappointing players on the fantasy season has been this young man for the Oakland Raiders, Amari Cooper. Dropping footballs, not performing. His quarterback looks like he stinks, especially for fantasy purposes. Now Cooper's nicked up and banged up. Feel like he kind of probably has been that way all season. Saw him take that nasty hit with that concussion, and believe he left the game last week. What's the latest with Amari Cooper? I don't think he goes this week.
I don't think so either, Corey. I agree with you. So the concussion, you know, is one thing. He did clear concussion protocol, but now he's really re-aggravated that ankle injury. And that's really the thing that's likely going to keep him from going this week. You know, there's a slight chance that the team might try and put him out there. But if I were a fantasy owner, I would not put him in my lineup. He is unlikely to play, but very few limited minutes if they even try to play him. And we're not very high on what his performance will be like if he's out there. He needs at least, you know, 2 to 3 more weeks to heal that ankle. Ideally, he'd have 4.
Hey, Tracy, let's go to the running back position. And a guy that I was kind of moving off of already before he got injured is Tevin Coleman. He doesn't play till Monday night. How's he looking here?
So I think the great news for Tevin Coleman is that he's got 11 days to clear a concussion protocol. And chances are, you know, again, if you don't have a long history of concussions, then you typically, the 11-day period is enough for you to clear. So we're pretty high on him clearing when he needs to. We haven't heard that he has cleared yet, but we're pretty positive on his outlook.
So that's pretty good. Positive on his outlook, although not cleared yet, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's a good sign. I like Tevin Coleman, the player, but I think with the return of Freeman, we kind of see it, and how Coleman's gotten relegated to that role, the loss of snaps. I'm not confident. Even if cleared, I'm not confident playing him this week.
Yeah, I feel the same way on Monday night. I don't think you can go back to that well with Tevin Coleman. Final question. We've talked a lot about Kerwin Williams, Tracy, this morning, and that's because Adrian Peterson is once again not expected to play due to the neck injury. What is this neck injury that's keeping AP out, and will we see him again in 2017?
Yeah, so unfortunately, they have not released much information at all about his neck injury. So we are not sure exactly what's going on. But based on the data that we do have and that we have picked up and some of the reports that the team has released that have been vague at best, what we are estimating is that it's at least a grade 2 neck injury. And, you know, with that, the optimal recovery time is 3 weeks. Now, when Arians comes out and says that he's not sure Peterson's going to play the rest of the season, that adds a bit of an air of negativity to this that gives us a pretty bleak outlook in terms of Adrian Peterson and whether or not we see him again this season.
Yeah, I think with AP, not that it matters, you know, holding on to people or dropping people or whatnot, I don't expect to see AP again this year, personally.
Probably not ever. You feel what I'm saying?
Possibly not.
Hey, yeah, I know we didn't. Know he wasn't on the list, Miss Tracy. But I think Jordan Reed should retire too, even though he's only 27 years old. That dude is beat up.
He is very beat up. You know, it's tough. That position is tough anyway. And I happen to agree with you. You know, we've got a really cool analysis that we've got on the board to take a look at in terms of average age. And sort of comparing that to number of hits and positions played. He's one of those guys that just over the years has really been beat up along the way. And I'm in agreement with you, Corey. I think there's a risky start that will persist over Jordan going forward.
Forever.
Probably
forever.
Probably so. Tracy Hagen, Inside Injuries, thank you so much for joining the program today.
Thanks, guys. Great to speak with you.
Absolutely. There you go. The latest injury news from Tracy, who, you know, gave the update. A little more positive than Dr. Ray normally is.
Yes, more positive. Every time I ask Dr. Ray, he's very negative with me. But I think you're crazy if you start Kelvin Benjamin this week.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, 844-843-6879. We answer your telephone calls and your tweets when we return here on the Roto Experts.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
The number for you to dial in, get on the program, and get your lineup question answered. We begin here tonight with Thursday Night Football between the Broncos and the Colts. It's a matchup, like I've been saying all week, I don't really want anything to do with, Corey. But if you do, hopefully you go in the direction of Demaryius Thomas. What do you expect from him tonight?
From Demaryius Thomas tonight, listen, you got to be careful. It's kind of one of those situations that's up in the air. Yeah, I think you can get him out there as your third wide receiver. I'm not optimistic about it, but he can have a chance to have a good game as any other game, as any other wide receiver or any other fantasy asset on both these teams this week at the wide receiver position. So I would say that you get Demaryius Thomas into your lineup. I would temper my expectations, though.
I'm happy to be avoiding this game in most cases. Maybe some best balls and one or two leagues. But I really, you know, I'm with Corey. As a wide receiver number three, you could put, or say a low end two, Demaryius Thomas. But I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I don't really want to be involved either. I know you talked.
I really don't even want to watch this game, be honest with you.
I got some holiday baking I gotta watch. I gotta catch up on it. I didn't watch this week. We have CJ Anderson. You said you're higher on him than you have been in recent weeks. Some other people are alongside as well. So CJ Anderson, would you rather have him or Frank Gore tonight?
See, the thing is, how is Frank Gore going to respond after 36 carries, a career high on Sunday? I'll roll with CJ Anderson over him. It's, you know, Frank Gore's defied everything, so, but I'm going to roll with CJ Anderson. Maybe see a little more Marlon Mack.
Oh, you've been saying that for 8 weeks, though.
I'm just saying the old man, you know, short rest.
CJ Anderson or Frank Gore this week?
Man, this is, oh, yikes.
It's a bad choice either way.
Yeah, man. Darn it. That Denver team is so disgusting right now.
So is Indy.
Ew. Give me the old man.
Go with the old man.
Give me the old man.
I like it.
Give me the old soul.
I like it. The old soul. All right, let's go out to another old soul. Let's go out to Oscar in Texas, who kicks it off. Roto Experts, what's going on?
How you know Oscar old?
I'm good. Cowboys fan here.
Hey, Oscar, how about them Cowboys? That's what I'm talking about. Rooting for America.
Ready to take the comeback. All right, so I have a wide receiver question. I have Adam Thielen. Of course, hopefully he's ready to go for Sunday. But I have an option between four wide receivers. I need to pick one. I have Josh Gordon, Chris Hogan, Cooper Kupp, and D.D. Westbrook.
Josh Gordon.
Cooper Kupp. Who else? Well, yeah.
Hogan.
Yeah,
you're going with
Josh Gordon.
Gordon,
yeah.
I think this was an easy one, Oscar. You got to go with Josh Gordon.
Or wait, how many he's got to pick?
One.
Three out of four. Oh, just one?
Picks one.
Okay, yeah. I'll go Gordon here.
Right. Sweep it.
There you go, Oscar. That was an easy one for
Cowboys
us.
Cowboys get this W this week, Oscar, but we're going to need some help, though.
Let's go to Ken in Pittsburgh. What's up, Ken?
Hey, I got a lineup choice. Do I do Phillip Rivers or Cam Newton?
Good question.
That is a good question.
I'm going to go Cam.
I'm going to go Cam also. I think Cam has
a good... wasn't that good then.
Yeah, I know. I think Cam has a good matchup. I think Cam is kind of in his groove right
so
now.
So is Rivers.
Getting more comfortable with that offense. But Rivers not going to run for a touchdown like Cam can.
Yeah, I think I'll go Cam also. That's very close for me. I've checked the link over at rotoexperts.com and see what Jake Seeley has to say
Jake
about it.
Jake has Cam number two this week, right?
Jake has Phillip Rivers number 10, and he has Cam Newton number two overall. So he also goes with Cam. There you go, Ken. We go Cam.
Ken didn't even say good morning. He just said, I got a lineup question and asked it. He didn't just greet us.
You know who will greet us?
Who?
Your cousin.
Anthony, what's
Anthony
going
Boston,
on? Anthony, what's
happening?
What's up with you, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, good morning. All right, I got two questions. At quarterback, I got Phillip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers.
This is the common one, man.
This is
Rivers
the tough
and
one
Rodgers.
Right here. But I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers. I can't leave Aaron Rodgers on the bench, not after I picked him up and held him this long.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
I
have to start Aaron Rodgers. Look, Phillip Rivers has been great, been fantastic. I know it looks like another really good matchup versus the Chiefs second. It's at Arrowhead. The Chiefs do play Rivers tough for the most part as well. I'm not saying don't start Rivers. I'm going Aaron Rodgers here. And, you know, hopefully those screws
all
hold
right.
Tight.
Yeah.
At tight end, I have Greg Olsen and Childs Clay. But on the waiver wire, there's Cam and Brake, Severian Jenkins, and Ebron.
Make America
any
Break.
Any of them should I? Any one of them y'all think I should do?
I'm saying Make America Break. You know I'm going to go in that direction. The Ebron thing is risky. You know what I'm saying? Chasing what happened last week. You can't play who you got on your team right now, though.
Yeah, no, I mean... On his team, I would gamble with Olsen over Clay.
Okay.
I would definitely, if you go that way. Olsen does have a really good... I really do want to play Olsen. I just don't trust him. That's the whole...
Yeah, you know, what was crazy was when he came back that first time, they targeted him immediately. He was on the field. They targeted him in the red zone, in the end zone. You're like, okay, Greg Olsen's back. It's great. And then last week, he was just a non-factor in that offense. Maybe that changes here. I'm not sure. It was Minnesota. It was a very tough matchup, very tough game plan last week. Maybe that changes against Green Bay now. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm warming up to Olsen more and more. I mean, Ebron caught 10 passes. That's, like, insane. That's the definition of insanity.
Yep.
Eric Ebron catching 10 passes in a game.
That's the wildest stuff ever. So, it really is, yo.
There's a lot. I can make a case for, like, a lot of these guys here. Clay would probably be at the bottom of mine.
Okay.
Brate, you could say anytime in the red zone, Jameis is going to look for him. Ebron coming off that game. Greg Olsen just had such a good matchup. Hopefully now he's fully healthy, but I'm always going to be suspect about the foot.
Okay. Let's continue on taking your phone calls, 844-843-6879. Let's go to Jerry in the Bronx. What's up, Jerry? Do we not? Hey, Jerry gone. All right. Let's try Arthur.
Jerry's in the Boogie Down Bronx.
What's up, Arthur?
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
Good morning, Arthur. Are you a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Yes, I am. How about those Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
This is so
I was at MetLife Sunday. I was thinking of you.
Really? Too? No, if I didn't have to do lineup lock live, if I didn't have to do lineup lock, I would have been there. But I'll be at Knicks Nets tonight. Not the same thing, but whatever.
Basically, is. What's your question?
All right, so I got I had a choice now between Dez Bryant and Michael Thomas, and I'm kind of torn what to do.
Oh, I'm going Michael Thomas.
There's
you gotta
no
go
choice.
Michael Thomas. No, yeah, you got to go Michael Thomas, but I think Dez has a big week this week.
That is play with your heart rather than your head in week 15. That's
everybody has Dez as a top 10 receiver this week.
Over Michael Thomas.
Not over Michael Come Thomas, on. But he is a top 10 receiver this week. So don't act like it's egregious.
I think it is egregious.
It's not said Dez Bryant or Sterling Shepard.
What is a big week for Dez now? In this new
5 for 73 and a touch.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna.
I checked the link. Michael Thomas is the number 4 ranked wide receiver in for Jake Seeley. Consensus rankings has him at number 4. Dez Bryant outside the top 12.
Where at? Consensus.
Consensus has him at 12. Jake has him at 14.
All right, consensus has him at 12.
I think he. Look, I'm looking at the link right now myself. AJ Green 5.
It's very high compared to where. I mean, he's 7 consensus, but Xavier Rhodes closed. He still has him inside the top 10.
I mean, 10. I'm still playing AJ Green. Don't get me wrong.
I understand.
There are people that don't want to play him, and they're going to say it's Rhodes, and that's when I think you're getting too cute.
All right. Who would you start? Which quarterback? We're answering this one on Twitter. You got to start 2 out of 3 quarterbacks. It's a 2-quarterback league. Phillip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. Pick 2 of them, Core. Phil Rivers and Aaron Rodgers.
I'll go with Corey, though, but I mean, I don't think it's that easy because Prescott has the matchup, but I just can't trust him.
All right. There you go. Can't trust Dak Prescott.
I know Prescott was, what, quarterback 2 or 3 last week on the weekend. The bottom line of the matter is still, I'm not really comfortable putting him in my lineup until I know number 21's behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a how about them Cowboys?
Can I get an amen? Hey, if the Cowboys lose on Monday, should I come in with like a Mark Davis haircut?
I mean, fantastic. All right, we answered for you, Derek. Derek asks, he needs 3 of these guys. Get ready, gentlemen. He needs 3 out of these players. Dez Bryant, Josh Gordon, Alshon Jeffrey, Cooper Kupp, Chris Hogan, Sam P. Ryan.
I'm 70 players.
Okay. P. Ryan is out for that one. I'm trying to think who else he was. So let's go. You said Josh Gordon?
I said Josh Gordon.
Gordon's in.
Lock him in.
3. Dez Bryant was one of them?
Yes, sir.
So that's 2.
Lock him in. So you're saying it comes down to Alshon Jeffrey, Cooper Kupp, Chris Hogan.
You know what? Who I?
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp.
That's the guy. Look, I'm still starting Alshon Jeffrey, but you got to be a little hesitant. If any of the pass receivers that you want to start is whoever is the tight end, and Ertz was practicing yesterday, so it looks like Ertz is on
it's clear concussion protocol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm gonna go Kupp. I like Kupp in this matchup. I know Woods is coming back, but I think Kupp is it's a really good matchup for him.
Would you go, Corey, with Cooper Kupp, Alshon Jeffrey, or Chris Hogan?
Cooper Kupp.
You're going Cooper Kupp as well? I am not. I'm going with Alshon Jeffrey.
With old boy Nick Foles?
With old boy.
You know him and Nick Foles have never played together before.
I do know that.
All right.
Well, maybe he knows where his talent is.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
it would
be close between Jeffrey and Hogan this week for me.
I'm going with Jeffrey. Robert Murphy asked another quarterback question. Dak Prescott or Case Keenum, Matt?
I think you got to play Prescott. I really like Keenum. I think this is a really good matchup for him. I think he's going to do very well. I think you can really abuse this Bengals defense.
Dak is at home.
Was that an answer?
I'm saying Dak, but I really want to say Keenum.
Okay.
I'm going to go Dak because Dak's at home, but him and Case Keenum will probably score likely around the same.
Jake Seeley has Dak Prescott inside his top 10 and does not have Case Keenum inside the top 12. So there you go, if that helps here. I would say Dak. The matchup's really good for Dak. I'll say Dak Prescott. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk to the All-In Kid next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Final five of the program, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Wall Street Matt Modica. I'm Greg Sussman, and joining us right now, it is the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley. What's going on, Jakey Jake?
Not too much. How are you doing there, Greg?
I'm doing well, man. How was the night's sleep after having the rankings done?
The ranks are the night before.
No, I know that, but you didn't have to, like, worry about them yesterday now.
No, I only have to worry about FPAD, thanks to Nando, FPAD. Fantasy points adjusted for defense. So, I get the same as always. I get done around midnight. I had a lot of cramps in my sleep, if that makes you feel any better.
Why would you cramping during your sleep if you feel better?
I don't know, because I got stupid leg cramps. It's something that runs in my family, so I was up about 15 times last night, pissed off, kicking things, because I couldn't sleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Does that make you feel better?
No, it sounds awful, James. So I'm sorry to hear that.
It was awful, actually.
Hey, you know, tonight, another thing is probably going to be awful. This game, I'm not looking forward to this at all between the Colts and the Broncos.
There's a game tonight?
There is a game tonight, yeah.
I don't know what this takes. Yeah, I'm with you. This is going to be miserable tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. You want to watch Holiday Baking with me?
No, I won't go that far.
All right. Well, I tried. What else can I do? You going to see Star Wars tonight?
No, I still have work to do, so I can't, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I know how much you've
been. Hey, you know what? Let me ask you about that real quick. It's not even fancy, really. But so my friend who I was going to go with tomorrow, his wife has a friend couple that invited them. But they already bought tickets at 7 o'clock at a 3D showing, and they didn't want to go to a 3D show. And they're like, who invites somebody and already buys a time and a type of ticket before even asking, in my opinion? Like, who does that?
Wait, say it again. I feel like I lost.
No, I got what he said.
I missed it, Jake.
Yeah.
This couple bought the tickets.
Say it again.
The wife, so it's a couple friends. He's kind of friends, but it's from the wife's side of the friendship.
Yes.
But anyway, they invited my friend and his wife to go see Star Wars tonight. And they said, they think we could do it. Without asking what time and what type of showing they wanted to go to, they bought the tickets for a specific time, and they brought the 3D showing, which is like $14,
right,
before asking them. And he's ticked off because he didn't want to spend that much money. And I thought that was rude to just assume the time and the type and not ask beforehand.
Well, here's the thing for me. It's pretty much sold out everywhere, or at least out here in Manhattan. So I think it's kind of one of those things that we got tickets. Do you want in? Like, because this is like a special event, you know, people...
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You're talking about it's $14. It's so expensive. My normal movie for some crap movie is more expensive than that here.
I just paid $24 for tomorrow for the IMAX experience.
Yeah, I spent $16 and change to go see a movie this past weekend.
Good grief.
Yeah, it's Manhattan prices, Jake. Manhattan prices.
Hey, the one mall that I go over here, the most common, almost every single time a movie comes out, is $6.50.
I feel like you live in like the 1950s here. $6.50. No. That's amazing.
I know it is amazing.
Virginia, who knew? Virginia,
yeah. Come on down.
I can make that trip. Jake, so today in tonight's game, we talked a lot from the Denver side of things. I wanted to go to the Indianapolis side of things just for one second. Corey is starting T.Y. Hilton tonight against Denver. Are you comfortable and confident with that decision?
Not at all. Not one bit. The fact is, I know it's home, but the fact is the Broncos have Aqib Talib back, and Aqib Talib, and that secondary is still pretty strong. I know it's not the one that has been fearsome of years past, but T.Y. Hilton's been wildly inconsistent. If I need a high, if I need boom or bust, a 0 or a 20, no problem with it, but I don't trust that game.
Would you rather go with a guy like T.Y. Hilton or Robert Woods?
Depends on what I need. Again, if I need the ceiling, if I know I'm going to be behind, if I know I need the upstart guy, then it's Hilton. But if I just want some solid points, I'm going with Robert Woods, even off the injury.
Do you like Robert Woods better than Chris Hogan this week?
No.
Okay, yeah, Chris Hogan more. Okay. Yes. Okay. So there you go.
Anything else from your lineup you need help with?
It's not my lineup, actually. oddly enough, if you want my lineup question, I can ask you that. Michael Crabtree or Larry Fitzgerald? That's my lineup question for you.
Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay. Easy. I like how confident you were there. All right, fair enough. It makes my life easier. What if I threw Carlos Hyde in there? Would you start Crabtree over Hyde then?
It was a standard half point.
Half.
Half?
Mm-hmm.
Hyde.
Did he answer?
Yeah, I said Hyde.
Oh, he said Hyde. Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Don Burns is talking to me, so I didn't hear the answer. I'm like, what did he say? I'm waiting on bated breath. You have to. It's week 15. Everything is like waiting on bated breath. The anxiousness, the nervousness, it all begins tonight. Get ready. Tomorrow, RotoWatchers break it down even further and send you into the weekend. For Matt Modica and Corey Parson, my name is Greg Sussman. The Frenzy is up next.